Grade 4 Conference, Lecture 9. Now we're going to talk about working with parents. The fourth grade year, fulcrum that it is, also can be something of a filtering, a dividing of the ways of some of the parents in your class. You're going to have a much better idea now about which children are probably going to be with you all the way up through eighth grade. The core of the class is really showing itself now. And there are any number of parents who consciously or more often than not unconsciously are only committed to a Waldorf school for the first three grades. They're not sure if they can be patient enough to wait on the academics and see their children moving along so slowly for more than about three grades. And those parents will probably have left in the last year or so. And then there are those who felt that way, but your work and their child's response to it have proven otherwise. These parents are going to be the strongest parents in your class, because they've worked through their doubts. They've done that in the early grades, and it's very unlikely that they're going to be easily shaken in the grades to come. Parents who've just kind of drifted along enthusiastically, a little bit unconsciously along the way, wonderful to have such parents, but be cautious. Don't take them for granted, because things can change, particularly in grades 6, 7, and 8. So another way of looking at grade 4 is like this. When you teach braided form drawing, and you of course can see that there's two videos about teaching form drawing for you, a guide on how to do it, as well as a student work slideshow. The real challenge of braiding is not braiding two strands, it's braiding three strands. That's where the challenge begins, and that's where the child's capacity to envision what braiding is all about really is challenged. And I think this is so true that it's not just your relationship with the children, that wonderful two-strand braiding that makes or breaks you as a teacher. It's the third element. It's working with the parents as well. I won't speak of colleagueship or your relationship with administration, the four and five strand braiding. You'll see what that's like. But let's just talk about the three strands where we could say the real foundation of all of your classwork is. So very important this year. You want to keep that braiding going. You want to keep that wonderful strand that you've worked with so well in the first three grades to keep it viable now. The first grade and much of the second grade, that's a gift from the spiritual world. The kind of bonding that occurs there, the kind of trust that the parents are ready to give to you, the affection, admiration, even adoration at times that the children show for you, that has so little to do with you and so much to do with a whole lot of other things that are beyond your control. But starting in grade 3, you're now on a path of earning the parents' trust. And in grade 4, absolutely. Nothing is going to be given anymore. It's all something that you have to keep proving. You have to keep bringing things to the parents, showing them what's going on in the class, what you're doing, how well you understand their child, how much you understand and care about them, the parents, as well. So this is very, very important. You will feel a real change in the tenor of your parent relationship this year, which is like a ripple being sent from the future, from the sixth grade, where that relationship changes very powerfully and very dynamically. And what I tell teachers in that upper grade, and I'll give you a little preview of it right now, is that for the first five grades or five and a half grades, the class teacher's karma is not with the child, it's with the parents. That the important thing is your relationship with the parents. And that's something that, again, is partly a given. It's something that's given to you on a silver platter in grade one. And year by year, some of that beautiful given quality is taken from you, and you have to keep it alive. By grade six, seven, and eight, then your karma with the parents takes a back seat. It must wane so that your karma with the children can wax. This is only in sixth grade or seventh grade for some. It's only then that you really experience the karma that you have with the children. So you're still very much at a time in your work with your class in which the parents' parents' parents are very, very important. And don't get tired of your parent evenings. Don't take anything or anybody for granted. And I'm going to give you practical advice about this, some of which I give in one way or another, one shape or form, in pretty much every conference that I do. But I keep giving it because if you didn't get to do it last year or the year before, you can still try some of these methods now. And I assure you, they will be very effective and very helpful. One last quality about what goes on in fourth grade before we go to the practical side of things is that you can say that the form of class teaching of the 7 or 8 grades, and I'll still keep it with Steiner's classical 7, it's like a Möbius strip. You've probably seen those in children's museums or books on math, or maybe you've studied about it yourself in mathematics. But this is a so-called two-dimensional strip in a three-dimensional world. And what happens is very much like the metamorphosis drawings that you may have done in second and third grade. What was inside the strip suddenly is on the outside. Goes through a kind of lemniscatory curve, and the inside becomes outside, the outside becomes inside. And you can't really tell when that happened. It's just there. Fourth grade is when that happens. So we might say that a lot of what you have been giving the children, I've already alluded to this, in the first three grades, now starts to come back to you. But also, and perhaps more to the point in this discussion of parent work, what the parents have been carrying inwardly as questions, as doubts, as concerns, now this starts to manifest outwardly. And part of this is that now you get the first tremors, though it won't really come full force until grade six, but you get something of a harbinger of the fathers getting more involved with the class. And where you have dads being actively involved, you're going to have questions. And the questions will often be of a more academically related nature, intellectual questions, and questions particularly about their child's possibilities of success in life. I've seen in recent years, OSNA has, they're always kind of giving these great advertising slogans to schools. And they're, one that has had some currency is redefining success, which I think is very interesting. It's your kids will be successful. I mean, they won't have a lot of money. They won't have a nice new car. They won't have their own house. They, you know, you could go on with all. But we're redefining success. I don't know if the dads are really interested in that kind of redefinition, but a little bit of this is starting to arise. You may not hear a word of it this year, but trust me, it's there. Fifth grade is a very serene year. It may not come then, but it will come great guns, rolling thunder, head for the hills in grade six. So I'm going to urge you, if you haven't already been conscientious about this, be working with the dads. The female matriarchal goddess element is starting to withdraw as the guiding light of the class, and the male patriarchal God in his thunder and lightning, and we've of course already met Yahweh on Mount Sinai. This year we meet Odin in Valhalla. Next year we get to experience Zeus and Brahma and a host of others, and they're all the kind of lightning and thunder thrower type people, or at least they have associates like Thor who do that work for them. And this is in a certain way giving you that your future is being prefigured here. So what was within becomes outside. What was feminine starts to become masculine. And what was doubt now may become assurance. What was assurance about you as a teacher, about Waldorf education, now may be turned into doubt. Things can really be turned inside out, beginning with this year. It won't all become manifest by any means, but just know that the seeds are here for the years to come. So it's your last chance to really work formatively on your relationship with the parents. It's your last chance to build up a relationship that will carry you through the years to come. And don't be complacent, even if things are going very well. You know, be proactive, in fact, and I'll tell you how, in searching for problems, in searching for issues that are there. And one thing I urge you to do at the beginning of the year, you'll have to carve out the time, because the time apportioned for meetings with parents usually isn't until November in many schools. But I would say to you, right away, meet one by one with the families in your class and just ask them how things are going. You know, what are their feelings about the year to come? What would they like to see changing in their child's nature? Where do they feel their child is still weak? Where do they feel their child is moving along well? Of course, you should already know all of that, but it's very good to solicit it from them, to bring what is within out, and take good notes. Be very, you know, caring about what they say, and send them a note telling them, well, this is what we were talking about, and I'm very grateful to you for your frankness, I'm grateful to you for your support, so that you and the parents start the year off with a real openness. This may be very easy for you to do with some families. It may be painful for you to do with others, where perhaps there are some issues that you're a little bit nervous about. But I can guarantee you, if you don't bring them up now, if you don't allow them to be aired now, they will come in the back door. And that's never as pleasant as opening up the front door and letting your guests in. So now I'm going to go on and give you some practical aspects of working with all of this.